Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls from Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio high on Sassafras Mountain in North Georgia. And WSB, this is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused deer season Saturday morning. Oh, yes, indeed. Another hour of outdoors headed your way. I hope you'll find time to join us. Woman Williams is here. Oh, yes, she made it. Woohoo! Yeah, with the show's not the same without Woman Williams correcting me as I go. Welcome to the program, everyone. We had a lot of calls this morning, and we want to continue that. We've got some great features for you coming up, the Medal of Honor, and five ways to ruin a deer photo, and so many things to talk about, and we invite your calls. So there we are. Crass self-promotion first, and that is you can watch O'Neill Outside this weekend on Sun Sports throughout Florida on Sunday from Fox Sports Southeast at Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, Saturday morning in the afternoon on the Pursuit Channel, all of it O'Neill Outside. And if you like, go to O'NeillOutside.com, right in the middle of the homepage, some fabulous sunglasses. I worked with the people at Solar Bat, and you can buy sunglasses, excellent sunglasses. The ones I use, they're signature sunglasses, and they're only $19.99. And I would advise, this is limited, so order several. Beyond that, this program is brought to you on Saturday mornings by CVA Muzzleloaders, Howard Brothers Hardware, the Hayes family of dealerships. Okay, I'm tired. Stripling's General Stores in Bogart and Cordell, Bugman Mosquito Repellents, Bojangles Chicken and Biscuits, Food Saver Game Saver Vacuum Systems, Rockwell Tools, Stone Mountain Toyota, the Whitetail Institute, Frog Togs, QDMA, the Furminator, and Fisher's Choice Canned Bait. So welcome to the program. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. I love the fall because you get to hunt and fish and you get to talk about it so much. Fall is the best time of the year, in Georgia at least, and generally across the Southeast with the exception of North Carolina. And the South Carolina coast, everything is dry. If you have a deer camp, be especially cognizant of your fire that you have at camp. And the way to control the fire, to put the fire out, is something that I discovered a few months ago. It's called the fire aid. And it's like a spray can of paint. And it puts the fire out. It's a personal size fire suppressor. It puts the fire out. Tailgating, spray it in the grill. It cools the grill off so you can sit it back in the van or back in the truck. You need one of these in the laundry room, in the kitchen, in the truck, in the camper. At the tailgate, by the grill, it's called the Enforcer. And you can find that by going to Fire Aid Enforcer 2000. It's something that I guarantee you need, and I hope you never use it. The Fire Aid. There's my public service announcement. And right now, let's talk to Captain Mac and find out how fishing conditions are at Lake Lanier. What do you say, boy?
Hello, O'Neill. How are you?
Lovely.
All right. Well, fishing is pretty good. It's still, we're still stuck in this turnover thing. The water temperatures haven't moved hardly, and because the temperatures have been so warm and stable, that changes probably starting this weekend and moving forward into next week. I think we've probably seen the last of the 80-degree temperatures for a while.
I hope so. I'm ready for fall.
I think everybody is. It's been beautiful out there, but man, it's been warm, unbelievable for the time of year. So that stalled the turnover thing. So you need to be versatile, but if you're going striper fishing, here's some patterns that have been fairly consistent. You may see some schoolers. Most likely, if you do, that's most likely to happen first hour of the day, hour and a half, the last part of the day. But you may see some sporadically throughout the day. So keep your eyes open for that.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling an umbrella over a main lake hump is probably, it might be the most consistent thing. You'll have to work hard. You have to move a lot. And the problem with this pattern, when you pull over a hump, if fish are there, you'll see them on your sonar. If they're there, even whether they bite or they don't, they'll spook. And you can't keep going over the same place, so you have to keep moving. So it's a lot of, it's running gun fishing, basically.
Okay.
Then we've got a pretty good downline bite. If you can ever see any fish suspended out over the creek or river channels, they'll be 30 to 50 feet, fire a live herring down there. Not all of them will bite, but when you do that, every once in a while you'll pull up on them and you drop the baits and there'll be 30 fish on your boat. That's a decent pattern. It's stable. Same thing, you have to look and hunt a lot. And then probably the most stable thing is if you're fishing after dark, throw the bomber.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's been, it's not lights out, but it's been good. It's been fairly consistent. And that'll be easier next week because it gets dark an hour sooner after today.
Yes, it does.
It's late to start because it's got to be dark to make that work.
How long will that last?
Well, normally, it stays really strong until the water temperature gets to about 60. And from that point forward, it'll work all winter. But after you get to 60 degrees, the numbers go down dramatically, but you catch really nice fish when you catch one.
Get your great old biggins, huh?
Yeah, them old biggins get in that shallow water. But it, now you can get the numbers and some decent size fish, but it's going to last later on the calendar because the water's still 71 degrees. So we think it'll go another 2 to 5 weeks, something like that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it really, it started late, it's going to end late. So we don't know, this is kind of uncharted waters. Yeah, well, there's no reason to think it won't last based on water temperatures a while.
Okay, we get to change time tomorrow, right?
That's correct.
Spring forward and fall back.
So when you go to bed tonight, turn your clock back.
There you go.
Take advantage of that extra hour of sleep.
There you go. Are you full up or you've got some open dates coming up this fall?
We're getting pretty full, particularly in December, which December is historically a really good month. So, yeah, it's the calendar's filling up.
Well, I think somebody, a lot of people should give themselves a Christmas present and call Mac.
There you go. That's a good way. And you'll have some time right there around Christmas. Everybody will get off from work, so they can call us at 770-271-0851, or you can book us online at Captain Mac, CaptainMacks.com.
Mighty fine. And you and I will speak this week. We've got a project to work on.
Absolutely, O'Neill. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you then.
You too, pal. Have a great, safe weekend and catch one. All right, mighty fine. Now, at O'Neill Outside 2, we have Mark calling from Camden County, way down on the coast. What do you say, Mark?
Good morning, O'Neill.
Is it the rut?
Yeah, where I'm going this morning is the peak of the rut.
Okay. Okay.
There's one thing about living in Georgia. It doesn't matter where you live. You're during the course of the entire deer season, just about, you're within a 6 to 8 hour drive of somewhere where the rut is just about or is peaking.
Yes, I'm going to hunt this week myself, right in the rut period.
You're getting right at, if you're going to Oglethorpe County, you're getting right at prime time. Next weekend is probably the best weekend. Now, where I'm going this morning is in an area of the lower coastal plain and Jeff Davis, Appling, that area there. This is the peak weekend right now.
What recommendations do you have to a fellow, a deer hunter that knows he's hunting during the rut? Is there any special things that you want to tell people or make recommendations that work for you?
When you know that the mature bucks are on the does, hunt the does.
It's hunt where the does are, huh?
That's right. This weekend where I'm going now, the stand I'm going to now, I've got 200 plus yards of visibility of food sources, and I know the does will be out there this morning. They should be. And hopefully one of my 5 or 6 year old bucks will walk out there with them. And then this is probably about the only weekend of the year it's going to happen where I'm going now.
You know, it's my experience, and I have hunted in places in which the same buck visited three or four food sources in the same morning.
Yeah, exactly. This is the time of year. The grown buck, he doesn't eat. He doesn't worry about sleeping. The only thing he worries about is procreating. And what he's looking for is does that are in season or coming in season. So basically, folks, if you know you're on that right weekend, which I know I am where I'm going, hunt the does, because that's what the buck's going to be looking for.
He's looking for them, too. I have seen a particular buck in a food source. And then after the hunt, by 1 or 2 in the afternoon, midday, which in most of the time I'll hunt all day, but if I do go back to camp, I'll find out that same buck went to another stand where someone else was because there were does there too.
Yeah, exactly. And, this is the only week of the year that you can forget some of the rules about hunting a really mature white-tail buck, which is probably the hardest mature game animal in the world to hunt, and because this is the one week where they're going to drop their guard and they're going to start looking for does. At least where I'm going now, where you're hunting Oglethorpe, is just starting, and it'll last for about the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Where I'm going this morning, next weekend, they'll pretty well be through, and those big bucks will go back into their sanctuaries and so forth and so on, and get a heck of a lot harder to hunt again. So next weekend I'll be in Harris County.
Yeah, they're pretty well worn out after the rut.
You got that right. Plus, they go back into survival mode.
Correct. Nocturnal.
Right.
And, mighty fine. Yeah. Mark, we always learn something when you call. Good luck to you, pal.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend and a good hunt.
You bet. See you soon. There you go, Mark. He'll be on one pretty soon. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. That rascal Travis is out in Kansas, for goodness sake, looking for those real whoppers. Now, I'm telling you, those deer in Kansas, that's that Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma deer. And the last deer I took a few years ago during the muzzleloader season in Oklahoma, I was very fortunate. Opening day of the muzzleloading season in Oklahoma. And the deer I took, I started not to take him because the rack was not, I was trophy hunting and I didn't think the rack was worthy of it until he got close to me and I realized how big the deer was. Out in Kansas and Oklahoma, traditionally out there, the very first thing that they do when they harvest a buck and take him in for field dressing or whatever is they weigh him. Because they're so big, and I was fortunate enough a few years ago, and I took a whitetail, and he weighed 303 pounds. Wasn't anything special I did, you understand. I was just in the right spot. I was on a wheat field, and there he was. And he had with him, a lot of times, a whitetail buck will have a companion. And in this case, the companion was a little spike, and the spike walked in, then the 303-pounder did. I'll be back.
This is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News on WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates 4 times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. And we'll be here Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 a.m. for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, more of O'Neill Williams.
Getting gangs of calls this morning. Everybody must be headed to the woods or the lake. It's fabulous. 404-872-0750 or 800-WSB-TALK. Let me urge you to be very aware that all around the southeast, with the exception of the coastal plain in South Carolina and then up into North Carolina, everything's dry. Be very, very careful with your deer camp fire. Make sure that deer camp fire is completely out. And wasn't that a great tip from Milton about the smoke from the fire covering your scent? Because as you've heard me say so many times before, the white-tailed deer detects you because of your scent. He has millions of times greater sensitivity to scent than we do. And man, oh man, if he smells you, I believe, as a matter of fact, most of the time, if you've spooked one because of being downwind, you never see him. He never even gets close enough to do that. So, hey, listen. Have you registered for the Adventure Outdoors newsletter? The flyer. You get it once a week. And that's how you recognize how Adventure Outdoors is the greatest store on earth. Like, through today, the first 50 guys on the range, you get a t-shirt, a hat, 5 rounds of ammo, you get a target, a sticker, and a koozie. That's only at Adventure Outdoors. I don't know how they do it. 20% off on most of the clothing from Rocky, Carhartt, Drake, Under Armour. But the only way you'll know that is for you to register for the flyer in the newsletter. Yeah, I'll get mine every Wednesday afternoon. And it does indeed work. I don't know how they do it. Again, let me tell you, if you haven't visited Adventure Outdoors before, please do so. Think about this for a minute. 100 yards of counter space devoted to firearms and ammo with, my goodness, probably 15 or 20 guys behind the counter ready to help you. The only way you're going to know about it is to register for their weekday flyer, their midweek flyer. All of the deals are in there. Adventure Outdoors, the greatest store on earth. South Cobb Drive in Smyrna. This is O'Neill. Bottom of the hour, news, weather, sports, and traffic. Then more outdoors this morning for you.
Thank God I'm a country boy. My place, Sally Gooden, all day. If I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So a fiddle when I can.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
This is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News on WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates 4 times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. And we'll be here Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 a.m. for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, more of O'Neill Williams.
You're listening to O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings on WSB, broadcasting to you from Three Falls Cabin, high on Sassafras Mountain in North Georgia. We call it the Bojangles Studio. It's 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Let's talk to David. He's calling from Young Harris on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, David. Do I have David? Let's try him again. Good morning, David.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now, David. Yes.
Okay, good. Hey, listen, I'm glad to talk to you about the those little lamprey eels up here in North Georgia.
Uh-huh.
That were in the creek. I don't know if you remember me or not. But anyway, I was going to ask you a question about how you're fishing the Carolina rig on West Point.
Yes.
Now, do you drop it back to them when they hit, or do you set the hook immediately?
I always set the hook immediately. Always.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about how the bass takes the bait, whether it's a worm, a shad, a crankbait, anything that he can get, he gets it.
Yeah.
He gets all of it he can get. He flares his gills, sucks the bait in, and that's why, to me, that's why you catch more and get more bites with a long leader than you do with a short leader. Because with a long leader, you're less likely to jerk it away from him because there's slack in the line between the weight and the lure, or the weight and the worm.
And the leader, what pound test do you use for the leader?
I'll usually use, well, I'm a light line guy. I'll use a 2 pound less line size than what I'm using on the reel, so that if I do break off and I get hung up, maybe I'll break the leader instead of the whole rig.
Oh, okay.
If I'm using 10, then the leader is 8. If you're using 12, the leader is 10, and so on.
Right. Okay, well, Thank you very much, sir. I just was curious.
You bet. That's a, you know, the Carolina rig is especially good for, because the weight is so heavy, that really puts you in touch from the tip of the rod to the weight.
Right.
You feel everything.
Yeah, you're just bumping it along the bottom there, and then when he grabs it, you feel that weight.
That is correct. Besides throwing it into the brush,
right,
or treetops, which disturbs everything because of that heavy lead, I think that the Carolina rig is best because of that heavy weight. You feel everything.
Yep.
And I think the only mistake, besides the brush, the only mistake is you fish it too fast.
Right.
I think we all fish too fast. Say again, David.
Do you like a heavy action rod?
Yes, I do. I like a long rod.
Yeah.
So it can handle that weight.
Right.
Otherwise, it's too much work. A long, stiff rod is best, and that long, stiff rod translates that bite down to your hands quickly also.
Right.
You bet, pal. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
You bet. See you soon. There you are. Hey, here's our buddy, Hank the Yank. What do you say? Where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been?
Oh.
Where have you been?
Well, I've been working.
I've been in New York.
Oh, you are now?
No. I'm back home. I was in New York this week. I'll be back up again next week, too. And then let the fun begin. The festivities begin. Then we'll be guiding just from there until probably the new year, just about every day.
Oh, good for you.
So it's time. You know?
The your business or your clientele on this fly stuff has really transformed everything, hasn't it?
It has. It's pretty interesting. You know what's even more interesting? You know, if somebody would call me today, I mean, my next open trip is Christmas week. I'm booked out through Christmas right now.
Uh-huh.
What's so interesting is, you know, when you and I did our first show where we took you out fly fishing, I want to say that was back around 1999.
Right.
When we did that. And we'd go out on the lake on any given day fly fishing, and you might see one other boat with a fly rod, maybe one other boat with a fly rod on Lanier.
Uh-huh.
Today, if you were to go out on Lanier this morning, I can guarantee you there will be at least a dozen boats with fly rods.
Oh, my goodness.
Morning. At least a dozen, if not more. I mean, on any given day, you can find, there's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of two dozen guys that are out there regularly fly fishing on Lanier right now. So it's got its place, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I imagine we didn't see anybody that day.
No, we didn't. Oh, we saw Tommy.
Well, yeah, okay.
That was it.
But one other guy.
He was in the camera boat, that's why. Anyway, I want to tell you a couple of things. First of all, you know, Lanier Fishing Report, you know, fishing is good. The fish are on top. They're starting to switch over to the smaller baits this past week, and the guys on the fly are starting to get them, where the week before it was, you know, hit or miss. Right now, it's fairly consistent. You can pull up to a school of fish and pretty much get a shot at a fish on a fly right now when they're eating that itty bitty 1 to 1.5, 2 inch long threadfin shad. So it's really ideal, and that'll continue for the next 2 months. But more importantly, forgetting Lanier for a minute, today at the Buford Trout Hatchery, NGTO, which stands for North Georgia Trout Online, is having their fall. They're having their fall fling. So anybody this morning throughout the whole day can go over to the Buford Trout Hatchery, and there'll be events about learning how to fly fish going on all day long, along with prizes and stuff. And so it's a pretty big event for anybody who wants to learn. And so it's called NGTO, North Georgia Trout Online.
And where again?
At the Buford Trout Hatchery,
okay.
Right here in Cumming. And so there'll be just lots of seminars going on all day long. It's really a great event that's put on by NGTO, which is sort of a fly fishing chat room, if you will, aboard, where a lot of anglers locally will we'll get on and just discuss fishing and what's going on and sharing information. And, you know, you couldn't pick a better weekend for the NGTO Fall Fling. As you know, the other thing that's happening today is, as you know, is delayed harvest has begun.
Yes.
So for anybody who wants to trout fish, even though the trout streams are open 24/7 now, I shouldn't say 24/7. They're open during the day. They're not open at night.
Right.
But during the day, you can trout fish all the rivers nowadays. There is no closed season. We have five designated streams in Georgia that is catch and release only, and the trout god of Atlanta has filled his obligation of filling those streams up with lots of trout. And you can go out with a single hook, barbless kind of a setup, and you can fly fish or you can spin fish with a single hook, but you must release the fish. And one of the great areas in town where you can do that is the Chattahoochee River over by the Whitewater Park or Pace's Mill down by Cobb 41, over by the gallery, there by the Cobb Gallery. It's just a great area to go out and just have a ball for catching and releasing fish. There are days you could go out when they load the fish up early in the season. There are days that guys will have 20, 30, 40 fish mornings or afternoons.
Wow.
Really something else.
That's really success. That'll hook you for fishing.
It really will. And the fact that we have a trout stream running through, a 6 million person population in Atlanta, and we have it running right through the city is pretty incredible that the DNR takes care of that for everybody. And, obviously it's funded by our fishing licenses and all the other stuff. So the DNR just does, I can't say enough good stuff about Jeff Derniak and everybody who works with him in that program.
That's fabulous. I was talking with someone there the other day, and they were talking about the White River as it comes out of Bull Shoals.
Yeah.
Which is a similar setup, but not with 6 million people around.
That's right. The White River in Arkansas I have fished the White River, and it's absolutely marvelous. It's a marvelous fishery. But, it's hard to imagine that you have 6 million people and a clean, flowing trout stream running through the city is really spectacular. And the riverkeeper and a lot of the folks, obviously including the DNR, has made that available to folks in Georgia, which is probably the southernmost trout stream in the country.
Absolutely. All right, before I go, I want to ask you one question, and that is, we're going to go back to fishing for a moment on the surface in clear water lakes, which are all over the southeast that have stripers. In your estimation, do you think that the gulls see the stripers?
Oh, boy, that's an easy one. Positively 100%.
Yeah, they see the stripers, not just the
positively.
Shad, they see the stripers.
They see everything. A matter of fact, I am a believer in that. And I'll try and use this as an example, O'Neill. There are guides that I've been with that when you go tarpon fishing in Florida, you can pull up, they have tarpon that are called laid up tarpon. Those are fish that are just not moving, they're there. And they're just laid up in shallow water. And you can pull up to a fish that's laid up. And from observing the posture of the fish, a guide can look and go, that fish isn't going to eat, let's go find another one.
Uh-huh.
Pull up to another one and go, that fish isn't going to eat, let's go. And then pull up to a third one and say, oh, yeah, that guy's going to eat. Just from the posture of what the fish is doing while he's laid up, just how he's reacting and whatnot. I am a believer that you can look at the gulls and the wildlife on our lakes, whether it's gulls, whether it's herons, whether it's loons, and from the posture of what the birds are doing, you can tell whether they're on stripers or they're on shad, just from watching how they react.
I believe
and what
that.
They're doing, and especially the gulls. I mean, it is incredible to watch these things when they're flying 200 feet above the water in a tight circle. And just going around and around and around. And there might only be six or eight of them, but they're just sitting there circling 200 feet above the water. And you just know that they're looking down and they're seeing a big school of stripers under the water. It
is
so obvious. And those stripers, by the way, could be 20 to 30 feet below the surface. And it's very obvious what you're seeing right there. So in answer to your question, the answer is 100% yes. The gulls do see the stripers, and if fishermen pay attention and anglers pay attention to what the bird life is doing, you can distinguish what the birds are actually seeing as well.
I got you. Great call. Great call, right, Henry.
You take care and have a great weekend, and let us all know how our 24-year-old superstar is doing on the road the next few weeks.
I will do that, my good friend.
Bye.
I'll see you soon. Now, let's talk to Mike Hayes, I believe.
Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Gail.
It's good to hear from you.
Oh, I tell you, it's a beautiful morning. It's cool this morning.
Yes. We've had some beautiful days this week. Yeah. I understand that there might be a good reason to come out and visit you because you have some wonderful used cars.
Well, I tell you what, we had such a great couple of months in new car sales. The trade-ins went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, the auction prices on the used cars are going down. So we have loaded up on used cars, and we need to move some of them. And the prices are going to be right now because they're a little cheaper this time of year. So did pretty good.
Yeah, go out, get you a new car, enjoy some beautiful weather. I was looking on your website, and I got to tell you, your website is outstanding.
Good, thank you.
And how easy is this? You look in, I picked me out a car, the most expensive one you had.
Of course.
And of course. And I go through and I look, and all of a sudden I'm in the car. I feel like I'm driving.
Yeah, that virtual stuff is really cool, isn't it?
It is. So how easy is this? You go online, pick out everything including the color, and then you go over and pick it up.
Just HayesChrysler.com and just there's a few easy steps, but it's real simple. Then you can see everything we got from a 360-degree angle. It's awesome. And
it is.
Audis, Corvettes, a whole lot of trucks and SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
We got 170 cars under $20,000.
My goodness. Well,
so we
certainly
we got something for everybody.
And you can know whether you get there, whether you qualify for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got credit applications online and everything. It's really smooth. Don't have to leave your couch.
I can remember years ago having to go and sit there and wait while you wondered if you're going to get the car because you made enough money and that sort of thing. This is fabulous. Well, I hope you'll have a wonderful turnout out there today.
Oh, and, yeah.
And, of course, you have both your stores have plenty of used cars.
Yes, ma'am. Over 400 to choose from, so get on that web.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or just go out and walk around the parking lot and enjoy looking.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
You bet. All right, well, you take care and have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, ma'am. See you.
Bye-bye.
This is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News on WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates 4 times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. And we'll be here Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 a.m. for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, more of O'Neill Williams.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. This week's Medal of Honor recipient brought to you by Hayes Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Audie Murphy, 2nd Lieutenant, Army, January 1945. Company B was attacked by 6 tanks and waves of infantry. Murphy ordered his men to withdraw to prepared positions in the woods while he remained forward of his command post and continued to give fire directions to the artillery by telephone. Behind him, to his right, one of our tank destroyers received a direct hit and began to burn. Its crew withdrew into the woods, but Murphy continued to direct artillery fire, which killed large numbers of the advancing enemy. With enemy tanks abreast of his position, Murphy climbed on the burning tank, which was in danger of blowing up at any moment, and employed his 50 caliber machine gun against the enemy. He was alone and exposed to German fire from 3 sides, but his deadly fire killed dozens of Germans and caused their infantry attack to waver. For an hour, the Germans tried every available weapon to eliminate Murphy, but he continued to hold his position and wiped out an entire squad of Germans. They closed to within 10 yards, only to be mowed down by his fire. He received a leg wound, but ignored it and continued the single-handed fight until his ammunition was exhausted. He then made his way to his company, refused medical attention, and organized the company in a counterattack, which forced the Germans to withdraw, and he killed 50. This is O'Neill. Glad you joined us this week, and I hope you enjoy the Medal of Honor description. If you're too busy to go fishing and take a kid along, you're too busy. Have a great weekend, guys. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Georgia on my mind. I said a Georgia.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.